Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable to you, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One thing I love about Christmas decorations is nighttime. At nighttime, you can put on all the lights. Now, during the day, it just doesn't look as spectacular as the night. I love turning on the Christmas lights at night. I love putting on all the candles. And as a nod to my firefighter husband and our firefighter emeritus, Niles Wiborg, all the candles are electric this year. Don't want to burn down the house, because if I do and the fire department comes, Bob will never hear the end of it. But I love Christmas lights because it reminds me that hope and light shines in the darkness. And the first Sunday of Advent is all about hope. And it's hard to engender hope when we see so many hopeless things in our lives. I think of the prophet Jeremiah. If there was ever a hopeless prophet, it was Jeremiah. He's nicknamed the weeping prophet because he was always prophesying doom and gloom. In fact, when you read these hopeful words from him, they're really astonishing because the words are, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he will execute justice and righteousness in the land." He talks of hope. Now, you would think that this was at a time that perhaps in Jeremiah's life he saw a glimmer of hope. Maybe he saw something good happening during his lifetime. But you know, when he wrote this, he was imprisoned. The king was so sick and tired of hearing his doom and gloom prophecies that they put him in prison. And in this deep, dark abyss, he writes these hopeful words, because Jeremiah could see beyond the darkness of the prison. He could see beyond the darkness of injustice in his life. He could see the light of God. And that's what hope is about. It's not about seeing what's in front of us. It's about seeing what is beyond us. In Luke's gospel, Jesus tells people, when you see calamity coming, and in every age there has been calamity. When I read the description of the calamities, I thought of tsunamis, I thought of hurricanes, I thought of tornadoes, I thought of bombs coming down, I thought of gunfire, all the different calamities of life, illness and death. And he said, when you see all of that, I don't want you to look around you. I want you to look up. And that's the message of Advent, that the people of God are always to look up, to look beyond the darkness into the light of God. That's the hope we have. You know, when I think of little ones, one of the lovely things about parenting that you might not appreciate now, those who have little ones, it's labor intensive, isn't it? And some days you go to bed and you think, I just want to sleep for 2 or 3 days straight because I'm so tired. But one of the things that's so wonderful about little ones is that we are their entire world. And anything that happens, we can control. We feed them, we love them, we keep them safe, we hold their hands. But then there comes a time when they're too grown to hold our hands and to be kept from harm's way. They're too grown to listen to their parents. And I see some kids smirking. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. You get too grown. And what we want to instill in our children is when they let go of our hands, because they're grown and can find their own way, we want them to hold on to the hand of Jesus, who will never let them go no matter what happens. I am persuaded that neither life nor death nor principalities nor angels nor things present nor things to come nor anything in all of creation can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hope looks beyond darkness and into the light. I saw some wonderful stories from a terrible calamity that happened some years ago. It was called Superstorm Sandy, and it hit Staten Island and New Jersey and so much of the coastlands, and it was devastating. My brother lives on Staten Island. He also served in Vietnam, and he said when he went out to volunteer, one of the things that startled him was the emptiness in people's eyes. He said it was, he looked as if they were in a war zone. The same look that he saw in soldiers' eyes were in these people's eyes. They were devastated. They lost everything. But there were two wonderful stories that came from Hurricane Sandy. In Union, New Jersey, a man saw in the debris, and there was a lot of debris, he saw an artificial Christmas tree. And he said, it smelled like everything else in that town, musty and nasty. But he took that tree and he put it up and he put a note on there and he said to Hurricane Sandy, you thought that you were going to destroy our hope. And he put that note there and he talked about hope, and then he noticed that the people in the town were coming and decorating the tree as a symbol of hope and putting messages on the tree. On Staten Island, there was a similar story. A tree, a huge tree, blasted into a home and destroyed the home. And the homeowner lopped off 7 feet of the tree and put it out front as a Christmas tree. And the neighbors started putting all sorts of debris on the tree as a symbol of hope. That's the story of Advent, and it's the story of God's love and light to us. In our darkness, Jesus shines with the hope of the world. Do you believe that today? Whenever we are in trouble, whenever we are in darkness, our challenge, like Jeremiah of old who was in prison, like the people in Luke's day who were persecuted, like all the Christians that have come before us, is to go past the darkness, look up to the light. And each Sunday of Advent, I hope we look up to the light of Christ that shines in a dark world. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful that your light shines in us. And I ask for that one who has been struggling with the darkness of grief, the darkness of despair, that your light would once again shine in that life. We especially ask for our children today, that you would plant in them the light of Christ, that when they let go of our hands, they will grasp yours. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.